Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The main focus of this book is to reconnect, or to help the older generation reconnect with the youthfulness that they had and regenerate that to where they can help connect to the youth. Because so many times we forget that we were once their age. We want to do a lot of things and classify technology as a reason why we can't identify with them, which is not the case. So this book is just to remind them of the youthfulness that was once inside of them to help them reconnect to the youth.
The first chapter is Know Their Names. What does that mean? What is contained in the first chapter of the book?
Be surprised how many people engage and work with youth and do not remember their names. That's the first step.
You mean their literal name?
Their literal name. Mm-hmm. But then also,
why is that important when you're in your work with young people? Why is it important that you humanize them by knowing who they are?
You just said it. Because it gives them a feeling of being human. It gives them a feeling of relevance. It gives them a feeling that they have been seen. Because a lot of our young people today, they have two things they don't believe. They don't believe they're seen and don't believe they've heard.
You were talking about playing football and being hurt. Finish that story.
Well, after playing football, I had four major surgeries. Right leg, had to totally reconstruct my ankle as a freshman, and then do a minor surgery after that. And then my redshirt junior year, had to totally reconstruct the knee on the same leg. And so, and had to do minor surgery after that. So, you know, that pretty much canceled the goals of being a professional athlete.
All right. And once you realized that dream was going to be deferred, what was the next thing?
I was kind of out there kind of day to day, even though I had goals of between law enforcement and being a teacher and majority of my family, because they're educators, they said, no, it doesn't pay enough because you were living in the time of Ronald Reagan when all those budget cuts were coming down. So, you know, I went toward law enforcement.
Okay. And chapter 2, talk about listen.
Yes.
What are we failing to hear these young people say, or what are they failing to hear from us?
Listening really just allows to be present, to thoroughly hear without judgment, without finishing their sentences, mm-hmm. just to truly listen and not say anything, just allow them to be in that moment with us. And that's one of the things that's missing from a lot of youth whenever I talk and do groups with young people.
Just talk about the work you do. Tell us what you're doing now. How do you make this book reality in terms of youth development? Okay. Are you hands on the ground doing it? And tell us what Bevin Carpenter is about now.
After a little stint in law enforcement and then went on to work in the business community, you know, I had that epiphany and had to go with what you love. So I taught in a juvenile detention center, all boys prison in Memphis. And so after working with those young men in Memphis for about two and a half years, you know, it was very inspiring to me just to hear their stories and for them to open up and talk to me. Because a lot of the young men that were in my class were serving federal charges. So a lot of them were doing anywhere from 20 to 40 years. And so they were just in that juvenile detention till they became 21 and be bound over to an adult facility. So just doing that work, it was a passion of mine, just want to be able to catch them before they even got to that point. So I had an opportunity to come to Atlanta. I was recruited to come here to Atlanta when they opened up an alternative school called CEP. Mm-hmm. And so in that, it was good for me because I always wanted to move to Atlanta. It was an opportunity to come in and be able to catch them before they got into that environment or before they got caught up in the system.
What are you finding in your work with young people as being the reason they go astray? What are some of the, if you were going to put your hand on the two or three indicators of or predictors of, you know, behavior that's delinquent, what do you see in just the sheer numbers of young people you deal with is the missing pieces?
A caring adult, and not just say in the home. a caring adult outside of the home. Because, you know, as we grew up where we talked about the village and everybody on the street mm-hmm. could say something to you or in some aspects could even whoop you or whatever the discipline took. Nowadays, people, adults are afraid to say something to anyone else's children, if, even if they see wrong. And children talk about it all the time. They feel the love from the home, but they don't feel a sense of community. So, and that's why they go toward the cliques and the gangs and things of that nature. So just having a caring adult outside is number one. And number two, we do a lot of misdiagnosis of our children. We want to put them in, we want to judge them and put them in a certain category and not truly have time to talk with them and find out what their needs are, what are they trying to do. We hurry up and diagnose them, and we put them in that category, and that shuts them down, from so we're not listening to them.
All right, 404-892-2703. Our guest inside the studio is Bevin Carpenter. When we come back, he'll tell you how you can get the book, where the book is on sale, and why should people get the book. We'll talk about that next. Don't go into play. Stick and stay with us if you got questions, comments. 404-892-2703 gets you inside the conversation. We'll be back in a moment. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380. Their responsibility.
Number one, I want them to walk away with just remembering what it was like for them when they were a child mm-hmm. and not just look at how to, the big difference between the generations. That's first and foremost. And I think a lot of times in dealing with our children, we take away emotions. And that's and the emotion is one of the connectors to human beings. And I say that in giving a little reference point, I was talking with some people the other day and even at a program, and when I said, we always hear adults always quick to talk about children and technology. They need to put that technology down. But if we look at adults, most of the time we're in restaurants, adults have as much technology and using technology as much as children.
Certainly.
But if we even think back, I say I go back to my time frame, period in my life, probably like in the fourth or fifth grade, we talking about G.I. Joe was the number one thing coming out. Now, if my parents would allow me to play with that G.I. Joe, I would have played with it morning, noon, and night. So, yeah, even though I don't understand technology and why it's captivating so much with the youth, mm-hmm. if I think about how I felt with my favorite toy, my favorite item, G.I. Joe, Easy Bake Oven, Big Wheels, if I think about how emotionally attached I was to that, then I can understand why this technology is so entrenched in our children. So when I remember that and the emotion I felt, it's easy for me to have a conversation because now I'm not coming off as being judgmental or putting them down. Mm-hmm. It's more me of connecting with you and understanding you.
Okay.
And once children get that kind of sense from you, they will listen to you more because you're not coming at a you're not coming from a different place or a harsh place.
Talk about successes. You know, we can't have any success without successors. We have to prepare young people. Talk about some of the successes along the road to building these bridges.
It's quite a few. And one of them I speak about in the book that was very touching. One of the young ladies that I was very blessed to be a part of her life, because she was one that first school I went to, she was one of the first young ladies that was put in my caseload. And come to find out, she is one that had pretty much had cursed out everybody in the school on several occasions. And we know how we do as parents. Before they get kicked out, we're going to take them out and put them in another school just so we don't want to build that track record. And so when she came back, they placed her under my caseload. And because I was new, the bond that I had with her is almost like father and daughter. But I realized that harshness she was showing and giving everybody, I realized she was just hurt.
Yeah.
And so because I realized that and sat and talked with her and figured that out, she became one of top track stars at Washington High School. And, you know, she's going on. She's doing pretty good right now. So, and those are just some of the small stories, but you have to build that relationship. You have to have that connectedness with our students. And one of the reasons why I remember that is because one of the reasons why I'm so apt in helping youth, especially young men, but youth in general, is because I'm someone, like you said earlier, I had both parents, mm-hmm. come up in a middle-class neighborhood, had everything I could ever want, went to school, went to college, but even I, trying to do everything that's right, after college, My first job was a CO in a prison. I was charged with manslaughter and wasn't even at the scene of the crime. So for me to be charged with something that serious as manslaughter, not at the scene of the crime, and was doing everything right, if I had one blemish on my record, who knows where I would be? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why I'm so that I vow to help children out, especially in middle school and high school, so they won't get those, keep them from getting those blemishes on their record.
All right. How can people get the book? Tell everybody how they can get the book.
They can go to my website. It's bb2connect.com.
All right, give it to them one more time.
B as in ball, b2connect.com.
If they want to be in touch with you, how can they be in touch with you to speak to young people, youth organizations, or organizations? How can they be in touch with you? What's the easiest way to get to you as well?
On the website. The website can guide you to all my social media, my website, and everything.
All right. Let's go see who's on the phone. Let's go to JoJo on line 3. JoJo.
Hey, D, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.